Hey guys, Kaylee Chella checking back in for your evening news. The Associated Press reports that First Lady Melania Trump boarded a flight to a facility housing migrant children separated from their parents wearing a jacket that read, "I don't care, do you?" The green hooded spring military jacket has the words written in graffiti style on the back. When asked what message the First Lady's jacket intended to send, spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham said, quote, "It's a jacket. There was no hidden message." Mrs. Trump wore a different pale yellow jacket when the plane landed in McAllen, Texas, for a visit to the Upbring New Hope Children's Center, which houses 55 migrant children. The youthful jacket sharply contrasts with the First Lady's typically bold, foreign-flavored wardrobe. In public appearances, the First Lady has worn designs by Dolce & Gabbana, Christian Dior, Givenchy, and Valentino, often with daringly high Christian Louboutin heels. The family of fashion designer Kate Spade say that her father died on the eve of her funeral. The family released a statement Thursday saying Earl Brosnahan Jr. died Wednesday night at his home in Kansas City, Missouri. The family says he was 89 years old and had been in failing health. The statement said he was, quote, heartbroken over the recent death of his beloved daughter. The statement was released as a funeral began for his daughter Thursday afternoon at a church in Kansas City, her hometown. Kate Spade was found dead by suicide in her New York City home on June 5th. She was 55 years old and had a 13-year-old daughter. Her husband, Andy Spade, said she had depression and anxiety for many years. Coco the gorilla, whose remarkable sign language ability and motherly attachment to pet cats helped change the world's views about the intelligence of animals and their capacity for empathy, has died at 46 years old. Coco was taught sign language from an early age as a scientific test subject and eventually learned more than 1,000 words of vocabulary similar to that of a human toddler. She became a celebrity who played with the likes of William Shatner, Sting, Leonardo DiCaprio, Robin Williams, and Mr. Rogers. At her home preserve, where she was treated like a queen, she ran around with Williams' eyeglasses and unzipped Rogers' famous cardigan sweater. In doing so, Coco showed the American public that a giant ape didn't have to be scary, but wanted to be tickled and hugged. The Gorilla Foundation said the 280-pound Western Lowland Gorilla died in her sleep at the Foundation's preserve in California's Santa Cruz Mountains on Tuesday. That's it for me. For more news and breaking stories, follow us on Twitter at Anchor. That's at ANCHOR. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.